Hello, Gemini. April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your weekly reading for the energies of July 18th through the 25th. Keep in mind it's a general reading. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't. Okay? Now, your overall general reading for the kind of pre-shuffle, if you will, for all the star seeds was the Four of Pentacles reversed, the Ten of Wands, the Seven of Pentacles, and the Two of Swords. So, Gemini, this brings the question of, do you own your possessions, or do they own you? All right, so this week you might perhaps you're in over your head in some way, or that you're living beyond your means, okay? Maybe you've bitten off more than you can chew. Maybe this is just a fear, all right? But at any rate, something this week is going to make you examine the way that you own your possessions. Okay, and maybe the true cost of owning said possessions. All right, so that's that. Now, in your pre-shuffle for all the Geminis out here, I have the Eight of Wands reversed, the Seven of Wands, and the Justice reversed, okay? So, Gemini, someone perhaps from your past or current energy is butthurt about something that it could even be you that doesn't feel justified, okay? Something felt unfair in this situation, all right? We'll just leave it at that. And now we're going to get into the actual week reading here. I'm going to clarify these, and then I will pull some oracle cards to see what's happening in the 5D. All right. So let's start with this week's energies. The Hermit popped out here. All right. It's a Virgo type energy. This is going within, okay? Maybe feeling a little isolated, all right? Kind of, you could be feeling alone in a room full of people, okay? I don't know why I'm getting that, but the Hermit is normally about introspection, which you could be also doing. Let's see what else is coming up, Spirit, for Gemini. We have the Ace of Swords. So that is some kind of truth, or a double-edged sword, the truth can be. The Fool reversed. Someone not willing to take a leap of faith, maybe toward this Ten of Cups. All right. Maybe you're feeling some kind of way because someone won't commit in the way that you would like them to. Okay. Let's see what else is going on here for Gemini this week. What's going on for Gemini for this week of July 18th through the 25th? Strength reversed. Okay. Maybe you feel this person is afraid and a coward. Okay, because they won't commit the way that you would like. We have the Page of Wands reversed. They don't seem to know that either. Is this a, like an immature kind of? Or they know and they're choosing to ignore it type of thing. And we got six and one more. I mean, this could be like, you know, a slow burn you're doing here. Or it's, you know, it's hurting you in some way. I need one more message, please, for this week. One more for this spirit, for this friend, for Gemini. What does Gemini need to know? Alright. Oh, Eight of Cups walking away. Maybe you're discovering the truth. You feel that someone might walk away because of their lack of commitment. Let's get some clarifiers down here. Spirit, what's going on with this Hermit card? For the Starseed of Gemini, please. Seven of Pentacles reversed. Yeah, maybe you're reconsidering the work that you've put in or will put in, or the return on what you have already invested. Why is this Ace of Swords here? Six of Swords. The truth might be that someone really does want to walk away. Okay? Maybe they are a coward. Maybe they're getting cold feet. You know, maybe they, like in the beginning I said, bit off more than they could chew. I feel a little bit of, I don't want to say panic, because that's pretty extreme, but a little apprehension, a little bit of, man, should I have signed that contract, or should I have gotten in this deep? And a million questions could rush to your head. You know, what if I lose my job, or what if this, what if that? You know, that kind of thing could be happening here. Let's see what's going on with this full reverse spirit. Why is this full reversed? King of Wands reversed. Yeah, again, I don't know. That could be the immature, the kind of coward, someone who doesn't want to stand up to the responsibility or is afraid of it. Why is this Ten of Cups here, Spirit? Why is this Ten of Cups here? Right in the middle of it is the Ten of Cups. I mean, that's happiness. And oh, we got the Ace of Cups reversed. Someone might have been getting into something here, knowing that they really weren't feeling it. Now, I don't know if they felt trapped, if they felt, or if they felt obligated. Maybe they felt, I'm I'm not sure about this here. Why is this coward here? Why is the strength reversed? Why is the strength reversed? The fool. This person, again, I think I may be questioning, you know, should I have done this? The fool this time is upright. So, like I said, they got themselves into it, but then they started doing the questioning. There could have been issues going in. But they ignored that and continued on. Again, I don't know if it was out of obligation or feeling like, okay, maybe it'll work, you know, we'll make it work or something like that. I don't know. Page of Wands. Why is the Page of Wands reversed? This is some kind of, you know, something not turning out. This energy is really up and down and wishy-washy and contradictive as all hell. Because you have the Page of Wands upright clarifying the Page of Wands reversed. So maybe someone's going to talk themselves into it by the end of the week. What they're talking themselves into, I don't know. We have the Eight of Cups, which is walking away. So clarify that Eight of Cups, please, Spirit, for Gemini for this week. Seven of Cups. Other options? Really? Oh, they're confused. There's some confusion. There's just a lot of confusion here, I think. This person, if I don't know if it's you or the person you're dealing with, is all over this place. Maybe they're having a head and heart conflict. I'm not just quite entirely sure about this, but let's see what's going on in the 5D. We're going to pull some Prism Oracle and Spirit. Where is Gemini right now, please? Passion reversed. Yeah, maybe you're not feeling it right now. Maybe you're questioning the contract or partnership that you've gotten yourself into. But someone's lacking enthusiasm, all right? And maybe that's why maybe you were hoping for more enthusiasm or excitement over a partnership or a new endeavor. And you're not really seeing that. Like, so it's making you wonder, well, shit, should have I even have gotten myself into this? What's crossing passion reversed, Spirit? What's crossing passion reversed? Comfort. Gemini, are you staying with the devil you know? Did you make a decision out of what was just going to be most comfortable or convenient? Or are you just comfortable with this person? I mean, you care about this person. This could be a long-term partnership that maybe is going to the next level or something. Or it's not. Or it's not in the way that you envisioned. What's the challenge here, Spirit? What is the challenge for Gemini? The challenge is peace. You're not at peace with this decision because of all this confusion. What's coming in to help or assist Gemini, Spirit? What's coming in to assist? What's coming in to assist Gemini? What is coming in to assist Gemini, please, Spirit? Where's the backup? Come on, Spirit. Where's the backup for Gemini? Who's got Gemini's back? Or what does? Abundance. Okay. So financially, you're probably feeling stable. But there's some kind of emotional imbalance here. What action? What is the action for Gemini? What is the right action? You have disruption reversed. Okay, so whatever is disrupting this partnership or commitment, I feel like you're going to try to put an end to it. You're going to try to resolve the issue at hand. What's the potential outcome of the week, Spirit? So this could just be like a little storm in a teacup type of thing. All right. But it could be something bigger. It could speak to a need to address some other issues. But I think for this week, you just want to kind of maybe do some damage control, calm everybody down so that we can come back to it and speak on it when we're all a little more, just a little more calm. So let's see what the outcome, Spirit. What is the outcome? Show me the energetic outcome, please. Love. Alright, so it looks like all's well that ends well. Alright, Gemini, so by the end of the week, whatever is creating this little wave in your partnership or concern of any kind, I think by the end of the week you're going to ride it out and kind of get yourself to some calmer waters. Okay? You might not necessarily walk away from it completely, but you might pull back your energy enough to not get too emotionally involved so that you can maybe be a little more diplomatic than perhaps the people you're dealing with. Okay, so that is your message for this week, Gemini. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I invite you back again, and as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.